Matty Smith to kick off, and Wigan are playing from right to left towards the Stretford end, where the Warrington supporters are in their thousands. Yeah, relatively easy kick, about 4 or 5 just to the right of the post, and they made no mistake from there. It didn't. So first blood to the Wigan Warriors after 7.5 minutes. It's Warrington 0, Wigan 2, with a Matty Smith penalty. Clark will come to that far side. Clark inside to Patton. Pass is over! Declan Patton is over! A pass to from Clark to the youngster. And it looked like Wigan thought he was going to continue that passing movement. But the youngster, who we've praised before this game, has gone over with the opening try. Superb for a try there. You'd be proud of that, Gary.
I'll tell you what, Harvey Weld. People are saying I'm bonkers because I'm saying Declan Patton should be playing for England in the Four Nations. I'll tell you what, this kid is ready for international football. Yeah, he likes the responsibility. I'll back him in here, Harvey.
Yeah.
I'll back him in here.
He's done it. Well done.
I'll tell you what a quality number seven he is.
Powell now, it's really hot.
Forward.
Short pass to William. Williams to Farrell. Farrell through. Farrell goes over there. They're going to score. Gildart scores for Wigan. A try out of nothing. Liam Farrell makes the break. Steps out of the tackle and offloads to young Gildart. And Gildart's gone in. And that far left-hand corner. Superb try. It's all square here. Kick to come. Great effort from Powell, Gary.
Great effort. Absolute great effort. I say Wigan, you know, they didn't panic. Bringing the ball away from their own 25, and Liam Fallow, when he's getting back to something like his England best, isn't he? And just broke down the ruck area there, and Gildart, well, as all quality centres should be doing, on his left-hand side, wasn't going to stop it 12 metres out there. Wigan got themselves back in this game.
Bateman runs from acting half-back, hands off Clark, who brings him down, grabs hold of his arm, quick play the ball here. Matty Smith now, Wigan, that Sargenton, the kick throw, and Charlie scored! A kick from Dan Sargenton, it blows the line to defence, and Charlie in his final game for Wigan Warriors takes the bounce of the ball and puts it down to give Wigan the lead here, 10-6. Great kick from Dan Sargenton, and we've got coming from Charlie though.
It's a great reaction from Charlie, isn't it? And Sargenton, well, I tell you what a great game he's having as well. You wouldn't rule him out for the Irish Sunderland neither, I'll tell you. But I say, it's just pressure from Wigan, isn't it? You know, there doesn't look to be anything on here whatsoever. And well, Sargenton, he decides to take responsibility, puts a nice little kick through. The Warrington defence, very, very slow to react. And Josh Charlie said, thank you very much. I'll score the 4 points here and put Wigan in front. Can't go through that again.
Comes in, he puts it over. His second conversion every evening. And Wigan, professionals they are, there's no celebration, they're straight back on the mark. Can't have been too far off either. And he's tackled. 14 seconds left here. They're counting down. It's going to be Wigan who are going to win the grand final. There goes the final hooter. Wigan players are ecstatic. Powell runs the full length of the field to the Wigan supporters, with Ben Flowers in front of the Wigan supporters there, does a dive in front of them. Warrington are absolutely shattered. They don't know really what to do. Wigan neither don't know what to do. They're laid on the floor, they're hugging each other. There's three of them, two of them down there in front of the supporters. Ratchford laid on his back with his head in his hand. And that's it, Wigan probably worthy winners overall. It was a good game, good solid game, not probably as exciting, and certainly not as many points as we thought. But Wigan defence, as we did predict, they were the winners. The Wigan defence has won this game for them, make no doubt about that one. And Warrington can't have too many gimbals, Gary, I don't think.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, Warrington, the great enough chances, I reckon, to win 2 grand finals, but they just didn't take the opportunity for taking nothing away from Wigan. They're the big game players, they're the big game team. They know what grand finals are all about. And when the opportunities came along, they took them opportunities. And I say, Farrell was outstanding, Sargenton outstanding, Tierney in the second half against Lyman there. And that's why they are 2 champions. Fully deserve this, and I say, Tony Smith, scratching his head again, and I guess Warrington now, they'll feel as though it's been a full season. You know, the finish of the top of the league doesn't really mean a lot. It's all about the Challenge Cup, it's all about winning the grand final. Yeah. Warrington have come up empty, but take nothing away from Wigan Warriors. Being outstanding for the full 80 minutes, and they deserve to win. Well done to Wigan, and well done to my old mate, Sean Wayne. Well, at least I still think he's good.